Greeting readers, welcome to the January edition of Library News. We hope everyone had a nice and safe holiday. Welcome to 2022. The Great Reading Challenge, GRC, begins January 15th. It is a six-month-long reading challenge open to adults 18 years of age or older who are a patron of the Iowa Library for the blind and print disabled. To complete the challenge, you need to read 12 books between January 15th, 2022, and July 15th, 2022. The challenge of the GRC is to read books that fit into one of the many categories on the mission page in Read Squared. This reading challenge will begin on January 15th, 2022, but you can get signed up now. Go to www.iowablindreads.readsquared.com to create an account or log in and find out more information. Please contact Leslie at 515-452-1329 with any questions.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded on Bard last month. The Whistler, a novel, DB86026, by John Grisham. A previously disbarred lawyer, now with a new identity, goes after a Florida judge who was secretly involved with the construction of a large casino on Native American land. The Coast Mafia financed the casino and is now helping itself, and the judge, to a sizable skim. The Thursday Murder Club, DB100981, by Richard Osman. In a peaceful retirement village, four unlikely friends meet weekly to discuss unsolved crimes. When a local developer is found dead with a mysterious photograph left next to the body, the Thursday Murder Club suddenly finds themselves in the middle of their first live case, and the bodies begin to pile up. Birthright, DB55869, by Nora Roberts. Ancient bones are uncovered at a construction site in Maryland, and archaeologist Callie Dunbrook and her ex-husband are asked to investigate. When a local woman claims that Callie is her long-lost daughter, kidnapped 29 years earlier, Callie must search for the truth, strong language and some descriptions of sex, in a bestseller.
The Waterkeeper, DB100040, Charles Martin. Murphy Shepherd lives alone on an island, tending the grounds of a church with no parishioners and dedicating his life to rescuing those in peril. When he pulls a beautiful woman named Summer out of Florida's intercoastal waterway, Murph finds himself in the dangerous world of human trafficking. The Nightbird, DBC16046, Brian Freeman. A detective investigates a series of bizarre deaths in San Francisco and learns that all the victims saw the same psychiatrist. As the body count rises and the Nightbird circles ever closer, a dedicated cop and brilliant doctor race to solve the puzzle before a cunning killer claims another victim. All the Light We Cannot See, a novel, DB79182, Anthony Doerr. When Paris is invaded by the Nazis, Marie-Laure LeBlanc's father evacuates her to St. Malo to stay with her great-uncle. Blind since the age of six, Marie-Laure must learn the town by the scale model her father has left. Then the Germans arrive. Violence and Descriptions of Sex, bestseller. Nine Perfect Strangers, DB92901. Leanne Moriarty, Caroline Lee. Nine people gather at a remote health resort called Tranquillium House, each for their own reasons. Among them is Frances, a romance novelist who is intrigued by both her fellow guest and the charismatic owner, while fighting the feeling she should run while she still can.
The Affair, a Reacher novel, DB73922, by Lee Child. Drifter Jack Reacher describes the 1997 case that ended his military cop career. Reacher goes to Carter Crossing, Mississippi, to clear the Army in the murders of three women. But Reacher shares Sheriff Elizabeth Devereaux's suspicion that the Army is somehow involved. Violence, strong language, and explicit descriptions of sex. Bestseller. Comfort and Joy, a novel, DBC 16784, by Kristen Hanna. School librarian Joy Candelaro takes an impromptu vacation during the holidays when she learns that her ex-husband and her sister are having a baby. After surviving a crash landing in a remote Pacific Northwest forest, Joy encounters reclusive Daniel and his 8-year-old son, Bobby. Or did she imagine them? Black Hills, DB69690, by Nora Roberts. Cooper and cougar expert Lil are uneasily reunited years later when Coop returns to South Dakota to help his injured grandfather. Now they must work together to outsmart a killer. Violence, strong language, and explicit descriptions of sex. Bestseller.
The library has a new staff member. Leland Smith started in the library at the end of November as the Instructional Materials Center Service Specialist. Before joining the library, Leland was the cane travel instructor with the Young Adult Transition Program. We are very happy that he has joined the library. Leland was the special guest in December's Library Chat podcast, so check that out to learn more about Leland.
The Iowa Regional Braille Challenge will be held Saturday, February 26th at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Students will also have the option of taking the test remotely. You can find out more information about the Braille Challenge on the IMC blog at idbimclibrary.blog.
On January 10th, during Makerspace Monday, there will be a spa bonanza at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Join us as we make a whip souffle and sugar scrub. This event is for all ages and is from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Registration is required. Please go to iowalibrary.blog for the registration form. If you're not able to make it in person but would still like to participate, just complete the online registration form and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link, and you will receive the necessary items and instructions in the mail. Please contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338 with any questions.
National News Literacy Week is January 24th through the 28th, 2022. It is an annual event sponsored by the News Literacy Project in partnership with EW Scripps Company. National News Literacy Week raises awareness of news literacy as an essential life skill and provides educators, students, and the public with easy-to-adopt tools and tips for becoming news literate. The theme for 2022 is Care Before Your Share. Go to newslit.org for more information and to test your news literacy with one of their News Lit quizzes.
And don't forget about these upcoming and ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. Storytime and Crafts with Denise every Friday at 10 a.m. via Zoom and 3:30 p.m. in person. Call Denise at 515-452-1338 to get more information. The library will be closed on Monday, January 17th, in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!